Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise God. This evening we just come together because we know that God is so good. And I've said many times, I've said before, what a time we have in Christ when we have that relationship in Him. The sons of God are ready to proclaim the now gospel to you. And tonight we're going to hear Apostle John Newsom. He's going to come to you and give you the word. But after he comes through, I got four questions I want to ask you later on. And God bless you, and peace be with you. Hello, 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 Apostle.
Hey, man, how you doing, Apostle Hunter?
I'm blessing you.
Oh, man, blessed by the best. I tell you,
amen.
I tell you, God is a good God.
He's a good God.
Yes, sir, he's good. I'm on the road coming with the word tonight. I'm sitting here outside of Walmart and Kohl's over here off of 45 North before you get to the Woodlands. I'm out on the road.
Yes, sir. You out there in the big? You out there in the big country now?
Yeah, I'm outside looking at the people getting ready to bring the word of God.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Technology.
Amen.
Technology. God's using technology to His advantage. Amen.
Amen. That's it. Amen. Amen.
Well, Father, we just thank you for today. I thank you for Dr. Hunt, for Apostle Hunter, Father God. Thank you for this great radio broadcast, Father God. And Father God, touch and move like you've never moved before. Move on the hearts of those listening tonight. Encourage and build up, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, if you got your Bibles, please turn your Bibles with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, and I'll begin at verse 1. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, beginning with verse 1. It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other besides the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Now here are three armies coming up against Jehoshaphat and the children of God. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, "There cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea, on this side Syria, and behold, they be with Hazan Tamar, which is Agedi." So there's three vast armies getting ready to come up against the Israelites to battle them. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord, and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Now here's a vast army, a multitude, three armies coming up against the people of God. And Jehoshaphat begins to pray and ask God for help. That's what you got to do when you're faced by the enemy. When the enemy comes up against you, sometimes they come. It says here that the enemy was coming across the sea, coming from across the sea. I tell you, sometimes the enemy comes out of nowhere to attack the children of God. That's when you have to start seeking God and praying and asking God for help. You know, there's a scripture that says, "You have not because you ask not." Ask God for help. You know you need help. When we know we need help, we need to ask God for help. Now look at verse 5. Verse 5 says, "And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord, our God, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not over all the kingdoms of the heathen." He's boasting in God now. "And in thine hand there is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee?" That's how we talk when we're faced with opposition. That's how we talk. God, you're the God of heaven, and all power is in your hand. When we're faced with opposition, that's a good time to boast in God and to tell God how awesome He is. Now I want you to move on down to verse 17. Go on down to verse 17. Now there's three armies coming up against the people of God, a multitude. Jehoshaphat, who's leading the people of God, he begins to lead them in prayer and in praise to God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's what a good leader should do when faced with opposition. He needs to begin to pray and praise the only living God. And that's what Jehoshaphat begins to do, and the people of God. Now look at verse 17. Now God talks after they prayed and after they have praised God. Now God is getting ready to talk. Now in verse 17, God says, "Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you."
My God.
Glory to God.
Oh my God.
You praise and you pray to God, and God will answer you when you're faced with opposition and you begin to pray and you begin to praise God. God is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. He will answer you. I've tried Him for myself. I've been faced with opposition, and I called on Him, and He answered me, and He showed His saving power showed up in my life. He delivered me out of all my troubles. Now God says, "You shall not need to fight in this battle." He said, "Stand still, set yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you." The message God has given me for you is the battle is the Lord's. The battle is the Lord.
That's powerful, brother. That's powerful.
The battle is the Lord. Remember that when Satan attacks you, remember that the battle is the Lord's. What are you to do? You're to pray, and you're to praise God, and God will show up, and He'll tell you that the battle is the Lord. Now we have our part now. There got to be some praying. There got to be some praising. We have our part now. Listen to what it says in verse 17. He says, "Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you."
O Judah,
and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. He says, tomorrow, go out against them. Okay, well, God says the battle is not ours, but the battle is His, but I see we still got to show up for the fight.
You got to show up for the fight. Got to do that. That's a must.
Yeah, you got to show up for the fight. You can't run and hightail it and hide. You still got to show up for the fight. God says the battle is His. He says He's going to fight for you, but we still got to show up for the fight.
We got to show up,
Apostle. We got to show up for the fight. It says that clearly right here. It says that, listen to what it says now. He says, "Oh, Judah," I'm in verse 17, right in the middle. He says, "Oh, Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed." He says, tomorrow. What did he say? Tomorrow. Go out against them. What is he telling them? Show up for the fight.
Show up for the fight.
You still got to show up for the fight. The battle is the Lord's. He's going to fight for you, but he still wants us, Apostle. He still wants us to show up for the fight. Sometimes sometimes, Apostle, the attack is so hard from Satan, we wake up on Sunday morning and we don't even feel like going to church and praising and praying and worshiping God and getting instruction from God. We don't Amen. Feel like it, but we get up anyway and we show up for the fight. You got to show up for the fight. The enemy is always attacking you. He might be attacking your body, but you still pick yourself up by faith and you still show up for the fight. You might be going through all types of hell and high water, but you still show up for the fight. I tell you, when you show up for the fight and begin to pray and praise God, he'll fight for you, but you got to show up for the fight. You got to stay in faith. You got to stay in faith. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. When you show up for the fight, Apostle, the Lord will be with you. Those
That's
who
right.
are listening through the radio, when you show up for the fight, the Lord will be with you. But you got to show up for the fight. God told me to tell you, the bigger the fight, the bigger the victory.
Amen.
Show up for the fight. The bigger the fight, the bigger the victory. Now, they showed up for the fight, and they begin to praise and worship God. And the Bible tells us, read it on your own now, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 1 through 30. They showed up for the fight, and they begin to praise God. And God had the enemy to turn on themselves and destroy each
and
other.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Yes.
Oh, glory to God. Wow. What did they do? They showed up for the fight, Apostle. They began to praise God and tell God how awesome he was. And God had the enemy to turn on themselves.
Yes.
You see, you got to show up for the fight.
Got to show up.
They destroyed one another. And look what it says in verse 24. They destroyed one another. In 2 Chronicles 20 and 24, the scripture says, and when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none
My
escaped.
They
showed up for the fight, and God had them kill one each other, and no one survived, Apostle. No one survived, because the people of God, what did they do? They showed up for the fight, and
they
praised
the fight.
God.
Hallelujah.
Look at verse 25. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches and dead bodies. I like that.
Oh,
glory to God. They had plenty of money and riches and diamonds and pearls and rubies. And they got the wealth, and they saw plenty of dead bodies.
Dead
bodies. The Bible says, and they found among them abundance, both riches with dead bodies. God has a sense of humor, don't he? He has
he
a sense of humor. He said, look, you showed up for the fight, and you got all the riches and amongst the dead bodies. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And he says, and precious jewels, and they stripped off of themselves more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil. It was so much. The battle is the Lord's. And God told me to tell you, all you got to do is show up for the fight. When the odds are against you, you show up for the fight. And you praise and you worship God. When the doctor gives you a bad report, you show up for the fight.
Right.
And you begin to praise and pray and worship God. When the doctor gives you that lying report, you still show up for the fight. You show up on Sunday morning for church. You show up on Wednesday for Bible study. You show up for the fight. The battle is the Lord.
The Lord.
And I'm here to tell you tonight, the bigger the fight, the bigger the victory. You got, you, saints, I'm telling you, you're not going to have a victory without a fight.
That's it. That's it.
The victory comes after you've had the what? After you've had the fight.
Fight. That's scripture.
The
That's
bigger
scripture.
The fight, the bigger the fight, the bigger the victory.
My God.
Look at Isaiah chapter 52. The battle is the Lord. Isaiah chapter 52 and verse 12. Isaiah chapter 52 verse 12. For ye shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight, for the Lord will go before you.
For you.
And the God of Israel will be your rearward. And that word rearward means protect you from behind. Oh,
my
glory
God.
To God.
God.
Not only will God go out before you, but he said also that he will what? Protect you from behind. Man, what an awesome God. God can go before you and be behind you and be with you at the same time.
My God. Praise
him. What a mighty God we serve.
Dude.
The scripture says that he will go out before you. God will also be with you and protect you from behind. Deuteronomy chapter 31. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 31. And let's look at verse 8. The battle is the Lord. You don't have to fear. God is powerful.
Yes.
God is almighty. There's nothing too hard for God.
My God.
Deuteronomy chapter 31, and look at verse 8. And the Lord, he it is that doeth. There it is again, Apostle.
There it is. Go ahead.
Goes before us. By the time we get there, he's already there. He goes before us and takes care of business. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed.
My God.
God will not only protect you from behind, God will not fail you nor forsake you. Isaiah chapter 45. Go to Isaiah chapter 45. The battle is the Lord's. You don't have to fear. Isaiah chapter 45. And look at verse 2. He says in verse 2, there it is again. Good God Almighty. Apostle, there it is again. I've seen this about three times. We've seen this about three times in the scripture already. He
already.
Says in Isaiah 45, verse 2, what did he say? I will go before thee. There you go again. Oh, glory to God. There you go again.
Oh, glory.
All you got to do is show up for the fight. When you show up for the fight, Apostle, he's already there.
He's already there.
He's already there. When you show up for the fight, he's already there. He said, and I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight.
Yeah.
I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut asunder the bars of iron. And I will give thee treasures of darkness
and
hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. Oh, glory to God. God said, I will go before you and start the work. He goes, by the time we get there, he's already there and started the work already. All we got to do is what? Show up for the fight.
That's it.
The battle is the Lord. Look at Exodus chapter 13. Exodus chapter 13. And I'm here to tell you, God is still the same God. Oh, yes. I'm a living witness. He's delivered me out of car wrecks where the car was turned upside down. He's delivered me from a man who pulled the trigger at point blank range, and God made the pistol. He made the pistol not work, just enough for me to break loose and get escape. And then it went out. Ta-da, ta-da. He protected me from death. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. I tell you, the battle is the Lord. And he goes before you and starts to work. Now look at Exodus chapter 13 and verse 21. Exodus chapter 13, verse 21. And the Lord, here it is again. Good, I'm about to run up out of this vehicle. Here it is again, Apostle. Here it is again. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. God will lead you. He will lead you. And I'll tell you, the other nations, they were scared of the nation of Israel. They feared them because they knew that God was with them. God Almighty. God was with them. He will lead you and show other people that, hey, I'm with them. Don't touch them. I'm with them. Don't mess with my people. I'll break your neck. I'm with them. It's better for you to tie a millstone around your neck and to drown yourself in the deepest part of the sea than to mess with mine. Don't mess with my children. God was with them. And I'm telling you, Apostle, that all the other nations that were looking on, they knew that the God of Israel was with them. They feared Israel. And if they have any sense today, if the enemy, if you have any sense today, you'll fear messing with the children of God. You better get your mouth off of the children of God. You better stop messing with the God's pastors and leaders and apostles and teachers. You better stop messing with God's leaders and messing with God's people, because you'll find yourself not fighting them, but fighting God. I'm talking about Yud Hey Vav Hey, Yahweh, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the only true living God.
The battle is
the Lord. I've seen people put their hands on mess with me. I've seen them do that and have a brain aneurysm and go off in the head and kill them dead. I've seen people mess with me and come against me for no reason at all, and I don't see them anymore. You'll look to find them, but won't be able to find them nowhere, because the battle is the Lord.
My God.
God's presence will be made evident. I tell you, God, he makes his presence evident like he did for the children of Israel. He made his presence evident by a cloud by day. He led them by a cloud by day. That cloud was to keep shade them from the heat of the sun in the heat of the day. And he would lead them. When that cloud would move, they would pick up their tents, because they were nomadic people. They would pick up their tents and they would follow the cloud. Oh, glory to God. And at nighttime, it would be a pillar. He would be a pillar of fire. He would be a pillar of fire, and that fire would keep them warm at night. God is with the children of God. God is with God. He's with the children of God right today. He's still with us. And he makes his presence evident that other nations can look on and fear and glorify God. glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, God's presence will be made evident in your life.
Yes, he
will. Look at Numbers chapter 14. Numbers chapter 14. And verse 14, the battle is the Lord's. Numbers chapter 14, and look at verse 14. Numbers chapter 14, verse 14, and they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land.
My God.
For they have heard, for they have what? For they have heard, for they have what? For they have heard that thou, Lord, are among this people. God Almighty. I tell you, people will hear that, hey, don't mess with him. Don't mess with Apostle. God is with him. Don't mess with him. Don't mess with that church. Don't mess with that those people. God is with them.
God
you see,
is with
them. People will hear when God is with you.
Yes.
That thou, Lord, are seen face to face.
And
that thou cloud standeth over them. See, the other nations that were looking on, they saw the cloud of God. They saw God in a cloud standing over them. They saw it. Other nations and people, they know when God is with someone. Apostle, someone, they know when that God is with you. They know that God is with you.
Yes.
See, God's presence will be made evident.
Evident.
The battle is the Lord's. And that thou goest before them, there go again, by daytime, in a pillar of a cloud, and in a pillar of fire, by night. God will make his presence evident. And I'm here to tell you tonight, don't fear what man can do to you. Don't fear when man come up against you. Let him lie. Let him speak. Let him scandalize your name. I tell you, the battle is the Lord. Don't panic. Don't panic. Just show up for the fight. Don't panic. Don't panic. Fear not, for the Lord God is with you. Jehovah, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh is with you. Don't panic.
That's it, my brother. That's it, my brother. God,
don't panic.
Don't panic.
Just show up for the fight.
Show up.
When the devil give you a line, when he tell you something, what is a line diagnosis? Don't panic. Don't panic.
Say it.
Just continue to show up for the fight, and don't panic. Pray and praise and worship God. Don't you panic. Just show up for the fight. And just remember, the bigger the fight, the bigger the victory.
Yes.
And that's the word that God gave me to give to you for tonight.
My God. As I was writing all these scriptures there, Isaiah 52:12, Deuteronomy 30, Isaiah 45:2, Numbers 14. As I began to write these scriptures down, I began to say what God is saying. Show
glory
up for the fight.
To God.
Show up for the fight.
Show up for the fight.
Show up for the fight. And if I might use what Muhammad Ali, as Muhammad Ali would say, what round do you want to fall in?
What round do you want to fall in? That's good, Apostle.
Amen. So I thank God tonight for what God has done. And as I said, I have some questions here. We still got about a few more minutes for you. It says, and it's for somebody out there listening. Number one, can I be reached and serve the true living God? Can I be reached? That's a good question. Can my life be full of the present state? That's another good question. And I put these questions out there to those who want to see, because I know if you feed, and one thing I was saying to Pastor the Apostle, what God was showing me as I was reading Smith Wigglesworth's on healing, he says the reason why a lot of people are not full of what God wants to do because they don't want to eat on God's food. He said they want to eat on a bunch of, in other words, he said they want to eat on a bunch of other stuff. But if you take the word of God, and it blessed me so, because you know what? I can relate it to what happened to me this week. When last week in the month of November, the second Monday, when the doctor came with me, and some said, you going to the doctor? I'm going. Somebody said, why? Because I'm going to take his word tonight. I have to show up for the fight. I had to show up for the fight.
Yeah.
And I showed up for the fight. And look
what
God gave me, a bigger victory. And when the doctor said we find no cancer, that was a bigger victory. So I can say,
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. Praise
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
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 Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah. And see,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All I can do is say, I thank you, Lord. And
thank
every
you.
Day I just bow my head. I just lift my hands up. And I said, thank you, Father. Thank you,
thank
in
you
Jesus'
Father.
Name.
Thank
you.
Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Because
thank
you made
you,
it possible. You made it possible.
You made it possible.
I couldn't make it possible, but you
no,
made it possible.
No. You
now
made it possible.
People, now, when it done showed me, the doctor done showed me, I don't want to give my testimony, praise God, but I got to just say them because I want to, I pastor her in the background, I just want to say, when the doctor showed you, he said, Miss Sonner, we see one spot here, red it was, small. He said, here's another one, and here's another one. I said, well, that's, I didn't, I said, the devil put that on my body, but I'm going to watch Jesus take it out of my body.
Come on,
Hallelujah.
Man.
Hallelujah.
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 And
somebody said, you mean? I said, yeah. I said these words. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. But I'm not ready to go
yes.
home yet. So it's much
Come
fighting
on.
Doing. And that's why this radio station, you brothers that are out there, when you preach like you preach tonight, it helps me to understand. Show up for the battle. We
Show
ain't got no power.
Fight.
We ain't got no power.
Hallelujah.
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 I'm getting all excited. Pastor Irvin, are you
sure?
There?
For the fight.
Pastor Irvin?
Yeah. How you guys doing tonight?
We're doing okay.
Doing
we showed up
How
for the
you,
fight.
Pastor?
We're showing up for the fight. My God Almighty.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. And a blessed new year.
Amen. Boy, I'll tell you what, I had a great trip down to El Salvador. We really had a good time down there. We did a lot of going around there, and we had a lot of different healings. We had deliverances. We had a lot of ministry. Man, we were up in the mountains. We were in the foothills. We were all over the place and visiting.
Amen.
God, everywhere we went, God was working. He was with us, and praise God, you know, for everything He was doing.
Glory to God.
Amen. You know, I even had a radio station. I was on a radio station down there, so I got to preach to a lot of more people in El Salvador over the radio station, the Christian radio station down there, and people were calling in and asking for prayer, and then they're calling back and they're saying they're claiming healings and all kinds of things. Man, I'll tell you what, God was moving with us. We were, no matter where we went, you know, people were just coming out of the woodwork. It was awesome. But
praise, that's a good report.
Amen.
Yeah.
Sure is.
And me and the other pastor that went down there, we were thinking about maybe going back and putting a warehouse down there so we can ship clothes and some other things over there. Because I'll tell you what, you know, the people here who are on welfare and so on and so forth, they're rich. They're very,
yeah.
very rich. I went to one church, and the church, it was probably about the size of a three-car garage.
Mm.
And on the outside of that three-car garage, there was one room. It was the bathroom. It was the living room. It was the dining room. And it was the bedroom. And that's where the pastor, his 12-year-old son, 6-year-old daughter, and his wife lived. And they cooked, and they did everything in one room. And the room was probably no bigger than maybe about 10 by 15, if that. And that's where they lived. And they walked. They walked 4 or 5 miles into town to buy groceries and back out into the hills where they minister. And you know, the guys minister 4 days a week.
My God.
He has church 4 days a week. Another church I was at, they have church 6 days a week.
My God.
You know, we got people here that are complaining they have to go to church on Sunday. They're missing the ball game. They're missing They're missing something this or missing something that. You know, the baseball game's on. Whatever the case may be, you know, and it's a shame that the America is really falling away. But you know, I was talking to some evangelists down there, and you know. They're saying that the revival is going to be coming out of the South, and if we get down there and we start ministering to some of them people down there, I believe it's going to head up this way, because people are down there are hungry, and they're hungry for the Word of God, and it's not like where you come here and they want to reject everything, you know. It's a shame that America was founded on the godly principles, and that it's turning us back on it. We need to really pray for this nation.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So I want to go to 1 John 3, and I'm just going to get it here and there on this. But it says, "Behold, what manner of a love the Father has bestowed upon us." I'm going to stop right there. There's more to that verse, but I'm going to stop right there, because if you have no knowledge of understanding, if you have nothing to measure to anything, then how is it that you would even want to or could even conceive to what God, the gifts that God has given us? You know, the knowledge and understanding and the wisdom is a far greater thing than anything else that anybody could even imagine. You know, Jesus, when he came and he was born, we're celebrating that here in a couple of days. It was his birth. It was his gift, God's gift to the world, which we know and understand. And then what he went through in the teachings and the principles and everything else that he taught the disciples.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then he brought forth that during his death and his resurrection, it is but only through the resurrection that we really, truly understand the gift that God has given us.
Yes.
Yes. Praise God.
Because if it wasn't for that, we would not have had the Holy Spirit. We would not have the knowledge and the understanding, because when Jesus came, you know, God created everything perfect. We know that. Adam and Eve, everything, the Garden of Eden, everything was perfect. And then when Adam fell, he turned the world upside down.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus came back to turn it right side up for us.
That's right.
Yes.
And then the only problem is that we still live in the flesh, that we fight that very experience, the knowing that who God is, and we continue to fight ourselves, and we fight against the principles, because we're knowledge of our flesh is strong, because this is what we cling to. It's just like anything else, you know. When you have something that you know, and you need, it's like an alcoholic. They can't let go of the bottle until he's delivered from it. You know, because that's the only stronghold he has. That's the only thing, whatever. It's the same way in our lives. It's the only stronghold we have, because the only real thing that we know is our flesh. So when Jesus came into our lives, he literally turned us around. And we start to trust and to believe and trust in him, that we can see the glory of God. We can see that through that what his knowledge and wisdom and understanding, and if we can let go of the flesh and we continue to walk with the Lord, we can see how God had a perfect world. And Jesus is trying to lead us back into that perfect world.
My God.
Okay. Amen.
It goes on. It goes on. I stopped at the first part of that sentence, is that we should call that we should be called sons of God. That's something. The God of the universe who created everything, he calls us sons.
Yes.
He calls us sons.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, Jesus came back for us. And the celebration that we're celebrating, you know, it's not about the toys. It's not about the gifts under the trees. It's a celebration of knowing who Christ is and the understanding. We need to be able to sit there and walk in that glory. We need to be able to sit there and walk in that perfect love of God. We need to be able to understand what it is. And a lot of times we don't really truly understand that until we get out. We need to get out and really see how the rest of the world is living. We have to get out and see. Because there is true suffering. There's true suffering in the world, but yet if we go out as the light of God, we can change that.
Yes.
We can change that on a daily basis. If we just change one person, that one person changes one person. That person changes one person. Jesus did that with his disciples. He changed them, took 12, and he changed them one at a time. You imagine what we can do if we would sit there and truly embrace what the glory of God has brought to us on that Christmas day. Did you really and truly understand what we can be and fully in Christ, developed in Christ, and who we are? Can you really understand? Can you really understand? Because it goes on to here in the same verse, it says, therefore the world knows us not, because it knows him not. The world that we are fighting against, even our flesh, is that it didn't know who Christ is. But with glory to God for those that Jesus has called. Could you imagine being called? Called. We, brothers, we've been called to a higher glory.
Yes.
We've been called to a higher purpose. We have been chosen. And I don't know, I've been seeing in the churches that I've been seeing people that are falling away, and they're mad, and they're angry, and they're frustrated. And yet, if you go back to that very first sentence, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us is everlasting love through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. The greater things that he has given us. Because if I go back here, I'll see if I can find it here real quick. Because I was going through this earlier, and I was kind of, I think it's in 2 Peter, let me see what it's at. Where was it?
Okay.
I'm stumbling here, guys. Give me some time here.
Give it to him, Lord. Give it to him.
Please, for there is much that when Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arms himself likewise that with the same mind, for he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of the God. For the time is past of our life, it may suffer us, suffice us to have brought the will of Gentiles. Then we walk in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, rebellions of thankless and the abominable idols. You know, that's getting into the flesh. That is getting into the stuff that Jesus came to separate us from, so that we would be holy, so that we would be one with Christ, that we would be able to obtain a greater purpose and a greater calling. And that greater purpose and greater calling is truly not here on earth, but what God has for the kingdom of heaven. He is preparing you and I for that greater calling for the kingdom of heaven. We just have to walk it out. We have to walk out what's in our flesh. We have to walk out all that's against us. You know, I'm amazed. I'm just keep reading, and I'm just amazed to see how much that people are walking away from and what they're walking away from. Even if you can read where Jesus sat there and he says, many will follow and many will walk away. And those who have walked away, he says, you can go with them if you want to. Or you can follow me, and I will show you greater and more abundant things. And I'll tell you what, doing evangelism and traveling around the world and being able to minister to thousands of people around the world, just to see the move of God, just to see the change in someone's life, the glory of God, and Him using me and people like me. I'm not bragging, you know. I mean, if I brag, I sit there, I'll tell you that you know, I jumped off a building one time, and I hit the ground really hard. So we're in life, and life is hard. And we know that, and we understand that. And in following Christ, we know that it's also hard. But if we trust in the Lord, we trust in the value of Christ, and we trust in what He has given us, that we celebrate on December 25th, that the greater glory that is in us was created before the fall of Adam. See, Adam, God counted the cost to life and everything. He counted the cost of what it would be for the world. He counted the cost of what it would take for everything we have in the world, everything. He counted the cost of what it was going to cost for our survival, for our salvation. He counted the cost of everything for you and me and for everyone that's listening. And that cost was His own Son. The very one that so many reject. The very one who came to turn the world right side up, that opened the doors to heaven so that we can walk in at any given time we want to and talk to God the Father. We can go from here to the throne and back again. We can have the love of God in our hearts. We can have the peace of mind. We can have everything. God bestowed upon us, and He says that, you know, the riches and the glory are not of this world, but of His kingdom. You know, so many people have twisted the gospel a lot of times, and there's nothing wrong with having money. Don't get me wrong. I'm not doing that. You know, it's God provides for us for our needs, to meet our needs and not our greeds, you know. But the greater things that God has provided for us is what He has for His kingdom. That's in the healing. That is in the deliverance. That is in the power of God that He has bestowed upon those who have chosen Christ, that Christ has chosen them, that have laid down their lives in order to follow Him. The very essence of what God, the Father, His glory. Even though He gives it to us, it keeps it at a time because we're not wise enough to be able to use all the knowledge that God has. You know? But we are wise enough, he is wise enough to let us have the things that we know that we can use, and we can use it with authority. We can cast out the devil. We can cast the demons out. We can walk upon dry land and call it good and see it prosper. We can walk on dry land, and call it good to see it prosper.
Yes.
What greater glory is that?
Preach it, brother. Preach it.
Amen.
What greater glory is that? That knowing that as desolate as it may look, it may seem to be, we can call it good, and it
That's
will
right.
prosper.
That's right.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter where we're at, who we're with, and what things may look like. If we call it good, it will prosper.
That's
God
right.
God looked upon the waters and he saw it and he said it was good. And he looked upon you and me and he says, they're good.
They're good.
Amen.
He looked upon the world and he said, it's good.
It's good.
It's good. He looked upon his son and he said, this is my son that I'm well pleased. It was good.
Hallelujah.
We have that very same anointing and that very same authority that Jesus gave to us. That he gave to us. That we can look upon the things that are negative and say they are good and watch it turn around. We can say and see somebody as nasty, as mean, and as ugly as can possibly be and sit there and watch him change. We can sit there and we can see a household of things that are going on and we can say it is good and it can change. We can look at a broken body and we can say it is good and it will heal. We can look upon the world and see the ugliness in it. And we can also sit there and say it is good. And we can see it change. The authority that Jesus bestowed upon us. It wasn't on his birth. But on his birth he came to show us the way. It was upon his death. It was that we were saved. And upon his resurrection. Mm-hmm. We were healed. We are the firstborn of the resurrected Christ.
My God.
And none of this could have happened if Jesus had not come as a babe in swaddling clothes. It would not have happened if God could have sat there and seen the evil and ugliness as he sees what is going to happen shortly. And he says, it's not worth it. He believes each and every one of us are worth it. He believes no matter how bad you are, he doesn't care what you've done. He doesn't care what you look like. He doesn't care how big you are, how little you are, how poor or how rich you are. He looks upon you and he says, it is good. All we have to do is receive the gift that God gave us. And the gift that we can give unto him is our hearts, our mind, our soul, and body. And allow God to use each and every one of us as we finish out our walk. And we can put the flesh under our feet and we can cast it down and we can cast it out and walk in the richness and the glory of God. And none of it can be taken from us. It is a gift that God had given us. All we need to do is ask.
Ask.
So brothers, I just a little short. And I mean, I've been running since I got home. I haven't stopped. I've been doing some other ministry, and I've been trying to catch up on some work I've been doing. And it's been a rough week. I moved out of where I was at, and I sit there and I moved my trailer and I said, put it in storage, and I said, well, when I get back, I'll deal with it. I've been bouncing around from pillow to pillow, so I've been trying to figure out what's the next step for me, guys. So just keep me in prayer on that. I'm kind of looking for a place right now.
Amen.
So, but I know God's got a place. He's got something for me. So
Amen.
I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about it a bit. So praise God. I just want to wish you all a Merry Christmas and safe and Happy New Year. And like I said, keep us in prayer about what we're doing down in El Salvador. Because when I went down, this is the second time I was down there, but when I was down there and I seen how these pastors were living, you know, they basically had just a dirt floor. And they were living there, and they were preaching, and they were happy. And, you know, he had two pairs of pants and two shirts, and he was preaching. And
Amen.
It didn't stop. It didn't stop him.
Amen.
Amen.
So keep these ministers in prayer. Keep these pastors in prayer. You know, and the people down there, like I said, you know, people say, well, why are you going to this country and that country and this country and that country? You know, it makes no difference where we really preach and minister to. But when
Amen.
You sit there and people like that, living like that for God and have absolutely nothing.
Amen.
But the coat is on the back. I think they're worth taking a few minutes and coming alongside and say, hey, brother, I'm here to help you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So just keep us up in prayer on that, guys. That's all I'm asking.
Amen.
Well, Father, tonight we just come before you, and we thank you for the report
yes,
we got from El Salvador. And because
yes,
the report we know is good, we know we can say it's good. We speak to everything and say it's good. It's good, it's good, it's good.
It's good.
Tonight we want to thank you for the pastor went down and brought the message back and showed us what we need to do more in this world we now live in. But Father, we just want to thank you for the word says to us that we must believe. He that believe, all things are possible. And Father, we know that there's a way coming out of the South. There's a fresh anointing coming out. And we're in the South. But I want to pray this day that you would just bless the pastor, that he go back there again and click a greater message, a blessed message, and that we can see and hear it right here in America, because we need to come and see those down there who didn't have a place, four living in one small room, when some of us live in a house that's got 4,000 to 6,000, 8,000 square feet, and we still think we all puffed up, but we just want to say thank you, Father. It's because those of us who believe, we believe, you said, only believe, and just say, it's mine, it's mine. We have learned to speak your word into existence. It's mine. And we receive it in Jesus' name. Thank you for Pastor William.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bless him and keep him.
Thank you, Father.
And Father, I ask you to have somebody give him a home. Give him a home right now in
yes,
Jesus'
Father.
Name.
Yes,
let some man, a woman, somebody in the business and home, that they just give him a home. Say, I don't
yes,
know what
Father.
It is, but I was told to give this home to you. It's yours.
Yes,
let him take care of it, Father. Give it to him in Jesus' name of Nazareth. Amen, amen, amen.
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 Thank you. God bless.
God
amen.
Bless.
God bless.
All right.
All right. Well, you know, one of the things I will say this much, that I say tonight, that God has been so good to us. And one thing, I wrote some things down, hunger. Most of us, he said, we're not hungering in America. We're hunger, but we don't understand the kind of hunger we want. The hunger is for the world possession. God's going to give it to us in due time. Now, I just say, if I may say it, a brother and I prayed that he would get him a Mercedes-Benz. It took almost 2 years, but he got it. God bless him with it.
That's
it takes
right.
time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah, it does.
It takes time. And see, some things that I've been asking for, and as we were on the radio, sometime I peruse on the channel, I see they have new radio stations coming on, but I see a lot of them are coming on for the kick, the hop, and the scop. We're coming on because we know Jesus Christ.
And we
know him, and we love him, and we adore him, and we're just so marvelous in his eyes. Now, I gave you the questions on your part. Now, I'm going to read them on you. A pastor said these 3 and 4 questions. And the question I put on our site, do I need the Holy Spirit to become fully effective in doing the will of God? That's a good question. If or when the Holy Spirit in me, I can cast out spirits of the devil? That's a good question. That's a good question. If or when, if you notice, I put it, if or when the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit is upon me, can I cast out spirits of the devil? Now, you gotta read what I just said. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see we got
Amen.
Hope. Amen.
Hallelujah. We can.
Hallelujah.
We have the authority. Through Christ, through the Holy Spirit, we have the authority. It was because of his birth, his death, and resurrection. We have the authority for all who will receive. We have the authority to cast out demons. We have the authority. You know, whatever God has given us, we have the authority over it. You know, it's even when I sit there and I preach that one time, and I sit there and I said, look, if the Holy Spirit is in you, when Moses stood upon the mountain out of the fire of God, and he told Moses, take your shoes off because you're standing on holy ground. And, you know, it makes no difference where you're standing. If you're standing in Christ and Christ is in you, it makes no difference where you're standing. You're standing on holy ground. And what God has made holy, it is holy. And it makes no difference where you're standing. I don't care if you're standing in Dallas or Houston. It doesn't make any difference if you're in Egypt. It makes no difference where you're at. No matter where you move, the surroundings, the very land that you stand upon is holy because you are holy in Christ.
My God Almighty. Woo!
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And see, I always put these, I just thought of something I'm going to do more. And I said, Lord, he said, do these questions. And so that's why I put them out there. And I pray somebody that is lead them. And so one question is, can my life be full in the present state? Can my life be full in the present state? Can it be full in the present state? Now, that's a question. That's a bona fide question. That's a bona fide question. Hallelujah. And I pray somebody out there is listening. Yes, sir. Hello.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yep. Well, you know, we can live. But it's only because you come to know Jesus Christ. You can live and be full in the present state when you have Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something. And I have to just say it again because I love God. I'm the oldest of 14 children, 7 girls. Didn't know my father. But I love my mother. My mother trained me. My mother trained me how to wash clothes, how to sew, how to cook, how to clean the house. And that's why I tell my wife, you don't have to worry about nothing. My mother taught me well. But it's only one thing I kept telling her. She's been doing it. Love me for what I need. Just keep me in love, affection. That's what she does. And I praise God. And I look into the life that I had to live then. Back in that day, when I come along 70-plus years back, but where we are now, we had to chop cotton. Hallelujah, somebody. Somebody never
Hallelujah.
Chopped cotton. Somebody never cut cardwood. Hallelujah, I have. I had that bow saw where you had to go, push it up in there. I had to have that hand where it was a sledgehammer with a wedge that you had to bust the wheel. I've been there. I done plowed the field, had to plant the okra, plant the the potatoes. I've had to do all of that, the corn, and I have to go out there and pull cotton, pick cotton. See, that's a distinct difference in picking cotton and pulling cotton. And a lot of people don't understand that. But a lot of people don't understand what God is doing. But I want to say this to everybody, because when it looked like in my day in life that they told me, little black boy, you will never get an education, I achieved it. You'll never get any further, I've achieved it. Because I took the word of God as a young man, and I stood on the word of God, and God has brought me to where I am now. And that's why my confession, I don't care what the devil had to say, you ain't got no power. You ain't got none. Well, you know what? I'm going to take you out. Now, when God calls me home, it's my time to go home. But God has not given me an inkling or any of us on the radio station. God has much work for us to do. And let me tell you something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. When God said to Joshua, he said, Joshua, I have much work for you to do. And Joshua said, Lord, I'm always, but Joshua. And God, now, this is God talking. He said, but Joshua, hallelujah. He said, I have Jesus. But I tell you, Caleb stepped up and said, look, Lord, he said, I was 80 years old, but I feel just like I was now, 40 years old.
Come on now, that's right.
That mountain. We got to say to God, I know we passed, some of us are past 20, some past 30, past 40, da 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 da. Some of us are past. But all we got to do is say, give me that mountain.
Give me that mountain.
Give me that mountain. I don't care what it is. Give it to me. And see, one thing, under the grace of God, when we keep saying to God, give me that mountain. And God said, I've given it to you. And you have to go and take the mountain.
Amen.
Amen. Take
it. Amen.
You have to take it. You have to take the mountain. When they told me I'd never known cause, I used to on a moment say to Ben, even count my finger. But I learned what it said. Take it. You go in and say, it's mine. Now you got to pray it out of there. Now you think it's battle, like the brother said, you got to show up for the battle. You got to show up. A lot of people don't want to, they don't want to get on the radio station, they don't want to go to church, they don't want to do nothing. But you got to show up for the battle.
Got to show up for it. Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, what if I had stayed for 31 years at the city of Houston? I wouldn't be getting a retirement check. But they said, Mr. Hunter, you got to show up from 8 to 5. Did I show up every day? Every day.
Amen.
For 31 years. 31 years. I showed up.
Amen.
And I said to the Christians out there, one thing I will say, life is full in every state that we know when we come to know Jesus Christ. As the pastor said, down there in the south part of America, I know those people have not had the food we have. They ain't had the clothes we have. And some of us think we just so big. And you won't send a nickel or a dime, not even to Israel. Won't even send a nickel or a dime. But Israel is the founding of what God has put for us. It is through Israel that God has blessed us through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And the more we pray for God, I'm getting excited, so slow up on us. Slow up on us. And see, and the Bible tells me, God said, ask, and it shall be given to me. Seek, and I will find it. Knock, and it will be given unto me. Open, it will be open unto me. So those three different diadems there, let me know. And let us know. And we're not preaching to others. Some other people out there listen. Don't fool yourself. They're listening to us on the radio. But you
Amen,
know,
yeah.
God, when I thank God, I went in there and I began to read the Bible. And I'm going to do this in just a few minutes. Let me get my book. I'm going to go to the book of John. And 1 John, I believe it is. I love the Lord.
Amen.
My. First John. My. We can all eat some sweet potatoes after a while, so get into First John. First John is the second John. It's First John. Chapter 5, verse 12. Amen. Amen. First John 5:12. He who has the Son has life, but he who does not have the Son of God does not have life. So all of those people who got this said, we got this and we got that, and we got a, they got Muslim, they got Allah, and they got all this here. If you don't have the Son of God, you don't have life. You don't have life. And what got me so into it in verse 14 is what this, I began to eat on it like night and day. Now, Willie Hunter, verse 14, 1 John 5:14. Now, this is the confidence that I have in him, that if I ask anything according to his will, he hears me. And if I know that he hears me, whatsoever I ask, I know that I have my petition that can be asked of him. My God Almighty. Brothers and sisters.
Amen.
That is a whole lot to digest right there.
Amen.
Amen.
Confidence. See, we have to have the confidence in the word. And he has, see, God's going to see the confidence in us while we're doing what he said to do. This is the confidence we have. If we have the confidence that we have in him, this is the confidence I have, that if we, you, me, ask anything, anything, go to, and I just showed us in Mark 7:7, if we ask anything, anything that we see on the plain level, on the spiritual level, anything, God says if two shall touch and agree on anything, touch and agree over in the radio station, that we will do whatever God has asked us to do. And I see some prayers going up right now. He says, if two shall touch anything on the earth, it shall be released in heaven. Hallelujah. Jesus, have mercy. Anything that's released on the earth, it's going to be. Anything released in heaven, it's coming down. What we want to come down, the fullness of the Holy Ghost and all of the royal diadem that God has for us. And oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. Woo, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Woo, I just, and you know the nights and nights.
Glory
just,
to God.
And I was telling them, when I went to went back to the doctor, they checked and they said, well, Miss Sonny, what you still think? I said, still what I said. God has done it. What? I said, he's done it through Jesus Christ.
Amen. That's it. He's done it.
The doctors don't want you to talk. And so one thing I know God has told me, he says, according to the four gospels, one gospel prefers, I said, go ye therefore, Mark 16:16, go ye therefore into the world and preach and teach the gospel. It said some of us, now I know some of us called pastors, we got the fivefold ministry, but we have to go and do what he told us to do because it is a command.
And amen.
When he went to South America, he kept a commandment.
Amen.
Such a great testimony. And God's going to send him back. But I want us to know that there's going to be a great testimony right here in Houston, Texas, because I know that you know and I know we know. And I'm not trying to pick a bone, pull a bone, or skin a bone. I want to make sure the bone got some meat on it to feed the people.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
See, now, when that man of God took the bone, there was no meat on the bone. But he killed 10,000 people. Stood right there. All that. Can you imagine killing 10,000 people with a bone? That was a man of the Bible. I'm going to let you think about it. But y'all know who he is. And so, if we just say to God, I want to say tonight to everybody that's on the radio with us and to those who are listening out there, I believe A. Royal, are you there? Are you there, Sister Love? Sister Love?
Praise the Lord, everybody. Yes, I'm here. I've been here the whole time. Lord, I'm just glory to be in the midst of the saints, in the midst of the great word of God. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Glory to God. It's always forever fasting, forever, ever, ever. God is worthy of all praise 24/7, 365. Never a moment is never. Too much praise can never go up for God.
Never.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
And I know that God uses us. And one thing I will say, when we first started over there at Emmanuel's Temple School of the Bible, we made contact. But it took 30-some years, almost 40-some years, for us to come back together in a circle. And God is using her like never before. A woman of
Amen.
Word, a woman of knowledge. A woman can speak a word. A woman who knows the
Amen.
Word. A woman, here's what I love about her. She says, I will let nothing separate me from the love of my Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Nothing. And she's been down. She's had cancers of different types. And she had to walk. Her testimony is just powerful. It is.
Glory
to God. It just told me, say, Lord, I just want to thank you to hear what she's saying. Now, somebody said, well, you mean you're going to hear what the woman saying? I'm hearing what God is saying through a vessel. You monkey, you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. Tonight, I just rejoice and I praise God and I give God the glory and I give God the praise and I want to thank him for everything. And there are some things that God has put on my heart for us to do next year. And I just ask everybody will just be well with me because I'm going to have a meeting on my house here next year. And I'm going to ask everybody that can come on a Saturday because I want to show it's something we're going to do that God has shown me. And somebody see it. When a person told me today, and see, I don't believe somebody say that we're trying to, I know that we're not trying to take anybody's people. But, you know, some people need to be fed the word of God.
Yes.
Step by step, moment by moment. Some people, they've got to come to understand. And we don't want us to be in charge of, but we just want to thank God. We just want to thank God for everything God has done. And see, one of the things I know is this much. Those of us who can believe, all things are possible.
Yeah.
And if it took the apostle over 2 years and much prayer, look what God delivered him just the other day, a brand new Mercedes-Benz. The high of the, I'm just bragging. I got one, and I don't want to trade. I want to keep it. Because once you understand something, and I'm not saying somebody don't do it, do what God tell you to do. But we got to trust Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I'm not looking for anybody. I'm just looking for one thing. One thing I'm looking for. I want to do God's will.
Amen.
I just want to do his will. And so those of you who've been on the radio with us tonight, I want to thank God for you. And anybody got any final words or got a prayer request or a statement or something they've heard they want to just share with us, we got the time right now. Amen. The line's open. Go right ahead and praise God. Well, tonight's the night that Father, we just say once again, we love you, we thank you, we adore you, and we hunger more for your presence. We hunger for it. And I want to thank you for the words that you gave to the men that came in before us. You said, this is the man. His name was Jesus. Hallelujah. And one
Hallelujah.
Thing I want to say tonight as we close out the book of Ephesians chapter 1:17, where Paul prayed an unusual prayer. He prays that the Father will open the eyes of our understanding that we may know something of his riches, of the Father's inheritance in us. All that's wrapped up with us because Jesus Christ said, it's a done deal, and that's why I use that. It's a done deal. But it's up to you to come.
Deal.
Done deal is. If you don't come to a some dealers, you can't get it. It is a D-O-N deal. In other words, it's already been put out for us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for everything you've done for us. Thank you for opening our eyes, for letting us breathe one more time. Every breath we breathe, it comes from you. Every heartbeat we have, it comes from you. Every three layers of skin come from you. Every one of our lungs, every one of our livers, every one of our blood vessels, even our personal parts of our body, we want to say thank you. Even the toes, even the fingers, the ears, even the eyelids, even the hair on our head, we just want to say thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Because when you were formed in the womb of the woman, you came to reset us back on the place called there. There will meet Adam as it was in the beginning, when he could walk and talk to God the Father in the fourth Shandiri Hill quarter. Oh, yeah. And Father, you're wrapping around right now. And I'm just asking you in the city of Houston, in the state of Texas, that you let the fullness of the Holy Ghost flow in every church where everyone can believe and receive what is happening this time. I pray for all other 49 states. I pray for the president. I pray for the governors. I pray for those in Washington, D.C. I pray for the senators. I pray for the fivefold ministry. Father, I just pray for the fullness that your will and your word be done in tonight. For you have said in your word, all things are possible to those who can believe. And Father, it's like what you said in the book of Isaiah. If we be willing and obedient, we can eat the fat of the land. And that's what we decide to do. You said it in your word. If we be willing and obedient, we can eat the fat of the land. And for this we say thank you. In Jesus' name we love you. Until next time, the Lord bless and I do to my beloved. Peace of God be with you. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
On the other side, we love each other. And I always say to everybody this time, let's have a piece of cake together. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.